Stephen, 10 in the morning now, 8:47 here on a Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions resigns as requested by President Trump.
Two.
FAA issues emergency airworthiness directive on Boeing 737 MAX after fatal crash in Indonesia.
One.
Sedgwick County Councilor put on paid leave in a dispute growing out of an FBI probe. Three big things, Stephen Ted on KNSS.
Well, we've got light rain, fog, mist listed out there.
Yeah.
So precipitation and, we've got those temperatures creeping down towards that freezing point. At some point, we're going to hit that, and the roads could be getting pretty bad. So it's just something to watch out for this morning. We've already got wet and slippery roadways. Eventually, those roadways may be icy and very slippery as well. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
Cooler today with a 90% chance for rain and snow and a high of 40 degrees. We may not make it. Cold with a 30% chance for snow tonight. The overnight low 27. Friday, partly cloudy. Tomorrow's high 36. Now light rain, fog, a northeast wind at 14 miles per hour and 36 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Voted one of America's 100 best bourbon bars for the second year in a row by the Whiskey Review. Located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch.
All right.
8:49 is Stephen Ted. Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, we've got the Glenn Beck program.
Of course.
And he's going to be talking about Jim Acosta from CNN versus President Trump. The little set-to they had yesterday. Glenn Beck coming up at 9, just about 11 minutes from right now with Stephen Ted. And the Stephen Ted poll question on our webpage, knssradio.com. And this is got a lot of attention on this because it's so controversial. Will you get a flu shot this year? Yes, 11%. I already have 40%. I'm in that group. No, 48%. So it's split up pretty
much. That only adds up to 99%. I'm concerned.
Oh, okay.
We need to have this poll
maybe
audited.
Maybe we didn't round them up or something. Okay.
Basically, like the American public, that poll is pretty much split 50-50.
Just like everything else, they're split on flu shots. You can be a part of that poll at our webpage, knssradio.com. We have some comments from KNSS Facebook today, Ted.
Okay.
A large alligator found in a Kansas City hot tub.
Right.
James says, heck, a Cajun or a Southeast Asian restaurant could make darn good eats from those.
Oh. Hey now.
So there is somebody serving gator in town in a restaurant.
Sure.
Jed says there is. So.
Yep. I've been there several times. I like gator.
Jed, he's kind of he likes reptiles, reptiles in pasta. That's what he likes.
Hold the scales.
Yeah. He's like spaghetti and rattlesnakes. Americans increased their borrowing by a solid amount in September, but the gain was less than half the big August surge as borrowing in the category that includes credit cards fell. Have you been out charging enough, Ted? I've been worried about that. Federal Reserve says consumer borrowing rose by a seasonally adjusted $10.9 billion, following a slump of $22.9 billion in August. Yeah. Two former Fiat Chrysler executives and a union official have been sentenced to prison in a corruption scandal at a labor training center. Seven people pleaded guilty in the federal probe, including Fiat Chrysler's former senior negotiator. There was a conspiracy between some company officials and high-level members of the United Auto Workers Union to use money from a training center for travel, clothes, booze, and other luxuries.
Oh, they're living...
They're living large.
Living large for a while. Now they're not. Got caught.
Right. 8:51 now is Stephen Ted. The land under Joyland is sold. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning, as always. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Stephen Ted. Yeah, it was an auction. The accepted bid, $198,000. McCurdy Auction conducted the sale of parcels of land, two parcels of land, 142 acres, the other 15 acres. CEO Braden McCurdy says there were several interested buyers online. The park that opened 70 years ago closed in 2006. Missouri voters approved on Tuesday a measure that would clear the way for the use of medical marijuana. But that could also create issues for businesses that operate in the state. Lawyers who worked on the issue in Colorado say basically it's up to each business to decide how to handle it. The main thing, they say, is to make sure the workforce is safe and accountable. And which airlines have the highest complaint rates? The U.S. Department of Transportation's data says Frontier Airlines at the top of the list with more than 7 complaints per 1,000 enplanements. Spirit Airlines second at nearly 3.13 per 1,000. Hawaii Airlines is third. Allegiant fourth. American is fifth. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, I haven't been down to the old Joyland Park grounds in a while.
Yeah.
Is the roller coaster still there?
I think it's down.
Okay. Well, we've got the carousel, or as we used to call it, the merry-go-round.
Right.
We've got that up at Botanica. Our good friend Marty Miller has taken that over. And we were do you know where the organ went with, what was the clown's name, Ted?
The Wacky Shack.
Yeah, Louie the Clown. Louie.
Oh. I don't.
Okay. I know where that is. Okay, so did you buy the land? Because it's anonymous. Did you pick it up there or what?
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Okay. And what would you do with it? Maybe open up a miniature golf course, something like that?
Royland.
Royland.
That's exactly right.
All you have to do is take the J off the sign and put an R up there, and you're ready to go.
I'm looking for efficiency, and that's one of them right there.
I would go to Royland.
Oh, I would too. I could see the little miniature pickup trucks, about 30 of them in a
exactly,
circle.
Exactly. The monster truck.
You can just get in there and ride around in a circle with a big mud flaps on them. That's part of Royland, right?
Nice. Yeah.
And the area where you can pet a fish, you know.
Exactly. You got come feed the fish, cheeseburger, and JFK.
Okay.
And
Royland.
The Bill Snyder Tilt-A-Whirl.
There you go.
That's right. Hey, nice.
Yeah, a place where you can shoot wildcat basketball.
Mm. Right.
Royland.
There you go.
I like it. Let's do Royland.
Royland.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. I think. All right, KNSS News now coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. We're going to have the latest on the Sedgwick County Councilor placed on paid leave. That's on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.